Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
Do you know what it means to be a son of God? You've been made an equal with Jesus. Now, if you're a woman, you're a daughter of God. But if you're a man, you're a son of God. But we're children of the King of the universe. We're not unworthy sinners no more. We're children of the King, sons of God. I had a lady the other day that wrote me a letter. Boy, I mean, she said I was raised up in a denominational church that beat up on me with sin and that I was an unworthy sinner. In fact, she said they said I was nothing better than an SOB. That's what she wrote in her letter. She said, I got a hold of one of your tapes. I listened to it. And she said, by the time I got through listening to that tape, she said, my self-esteem had done took a new leap and I realized I'm a daughter of the King. I'm not an unworthy sinner. She said, I've got to completely reevaluate my entire walk with Jesus. It's totally going to change. I thought to myself, praise God. Finally, the Lord's getting through to one of His daughters to let her know who she is. I mean, you should look at yourself as sons or daughters of the King. Our daddy is God. We don't think about it like that, do we? But He really is. Then He says, in Luke 11:13, all we have to do to get the Holy Spirit is ask. That's how obedience and ask, and He gives Him to us. And what can you do after you get the infilling power of the Holy Spirit? Anything. Nothing shall be impossible with you. Wow. And then God is our own Father. Now, Jesus is our own Lord. He's our advocate, our attorney, our master, our brother. Can you think of anybody you'd rather have that meet all that criteria that's attached to you, that's in you? Wow. No way. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. These things are yours. Healing is ours. Strength is ours. Light and wisdom is ours. Eternal life belongs to us now. He is our supply. He is our sufficiency. He is love in us. This is all yours when you first believe and is not dependent upon our individual faith to receive it. Think of the toy box. When you become a believer in Jesus Christ, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places has just been yours right then. How many people were just like I was most of my life that would pray for these things? Lord, please give me strength. Today. He says, son, it's yours. All you got to do is say, the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Start confessing my word. It's already yours. So it is. So when you learn those things, what can you do? All things. You don't sweat nothing no more. You're not concerned about nothing no more. You don't worry about nothing no more. You know who your provider is. And it's Jesus. Now then, all of this is in redemption. So all we got to do is praise the Lord for all these wonderful things and worship Him for all these things. And then when you ask in faith what you want, you will see it come to pass. Many people, when I used to go to church, in a denominational church or in other churches, or it doesn't matter where you are, I still see it happen. When I pray with somebody for something, I will ask them, do you believe it's done? Well, I hope so. I say, forget it. There was no faith in I hope so. Well, if it's God's will, it will come to pass. You got to know what His will is. His will is the Word. That's kind of like walking into a room, a hospital room, and a man's there paying big bucks to be there. And you say, what's wrong with you? Well, I've got this problem, and who knows what it is. Cancer, who knows. But I think God's trying to show me something. He's trying to, you know, get my attention. I said, you think this is from God? Oh, yeah, I believe it's from God. I said, well, then, my goodness gracious, get up out of this bed and go home, because if this is from God, what are you doing here trying to get well? I mean, if it's from God, I mean, you're sinning if you're trying to get rid of it. If it's from God, I mean, you wouldn't want to do that, right? Yeah, you don't want to rob God of His glory. Just let Him, you know, let it really work on you. Yeah. In other words, He might be in there. Maybe He's in there for gallbladder, see? And then you say, well, I believe this gallbladder attack is of God, and I know it's going to give God glory. Then maybe you could say, well, why don't you ask God for cancer so you could really get some glory out of it? Really get a bad one from the devil. No, sickness and disease does not bring any glory to God. Health brings glory to God. I'm going to tell you that I never saw any glory come from anything that was killing, stealing, and destroying. But whenever I learn to walk in divine health, and I can now stand before you and teach a healing school and tell you that I've learned the secrets and the truths of God's Word, and I have walked in divine health myself for the last many years without one single minute of sickness and disease, and I've been able to call men back from the dead, and I have been able to call my own granddaughter back from the dead, and I've stood on the Word of God and saw her and saw Kelly and saw all those other children brought back from the dead. I'm telling you, that's what brings glory to God. Where the devil was killing, stealing, and destroying, and God come in, and I spoke in His name and told everybody that Jesus made these promises, and Jesus is going to do this, and He did. I'm telling you, everybody, in fact, I had a man call me months later, and he said, I was in Cook's Medical Center a couple of times during October and in November of 01. He said, in every waiting room I went to, your name and Jesus was being talked about. He said, now, we have a couple from our church. He said, we're Baptist. We have a couple from our church that has a little 3 or 4 year old boy over there in Cook's Medical Center, and he's in a crisis, and I wonder, would you go over and pray for him? I said, well, if the parents will let me, I will. He said, you know they will let you. I said, no, sir, I don't know that. I have to have the Father's okay before I can go. He's the spiritual authority. I said, what's his name? And he said, well, I know. Just go down there. He'll let you pray. I said, give me his name. I said, you did say y'all are Baptist? He said, yes. I said, have you ever seen God do any miracles in your church? He said, no, absolutely never. He said, I'm 44 years old. I have never seen God do a miracle in my life. I said, so you think that somebody in a Baptist church is going to let me run down there and pray for that little boy? I said, let me give you his name. So they give me his name. I called Cook's Medical Center, ICU, and I said, I need to talk to so-and-so. And so somebody said, well, they're here. They've got a sick baby here. I said, yes, I know. That's why I want to talk to them. So I called 2 or 3 times. Nobody would ever come to the phone. Finally, it's about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Finally, the last time I called, the grandfather came to the phone. He said, they said that you want to talk to my son. I said, yes, sir. I understand he's got a little young boy down there that's critical. He said, this boy's almost dead. I said, well, sir, a member from your church by the name of so-and-so. He said, yes, I know him. I said, he called me and wanted to know if I'd come down there and pray for the boy. He said, sir, it's not easy to pray for this boy. He's almost already dead. I said, the God I serve raises the dead. I said, if you'll let me come down there and pray for the boy, if the Father will allow me to talk to him a few minutes and get his sins confessed, I will guarantee you God will heal your son, your grandson. He said, sir, I never heard a man speak like this. He said, this grandson of mine, he's almost dead already. I said, sir, it doesn't make any difference. With God, all things are possible. He said, well, if my son wants you to come, we'll call you back. He said, good day. I said, would you like to have my telephone number? Oh, he said, yeah, I guess I had better take it. So I waited another 30 minutes before I went to bed, and they never called. And the little guy died. You see what's wrong with us in the church? We don't believe this book. We don't believe this book. Now, this book makes you some awesome statements. And I try my best to teach you these things in this healing school. Now, what I'm going to teach you is in the Word. Now, then, if you can believe God, you can get these wonderful things, and they'll come to pass for you. Now, God didn't put me up here to teach you these things coming out of a Baptist church myself without some signs and miracles and wonders to confirm that I'm telling you the truth. If you said, Thurman, have you ever seen a healing? No, I've never seen one. Have you been sick? Oh, yeah. You know, in fact, I missed the last four healing schools because I was sick. How many of you would come listen to me teach healing? Nobody. So when people say that one of the greatest teachers on healing in the New Testament was Paul, the man that healed all the sick on the Isle of Malta, the one that let little Eutychus that fell out of the third floor and he fell down, they picked him up dead. He went down and said, no. He's already been preaching until midnight, see. And he goes down and lays his body over him and said, he's alive, no problem. And they pick the boy up and he goes back and preaches till daylight. Now, a man like that, and you're going to tell me he was sick and afflicted? Give me a break. Paul was not sick and afflicted. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your doctrine is. I'm going to tell you that Paul was not sick and afflicted. You can ask anybody you want to when you get to heaven. You can ask him. But a man that preached healing at Ephesus and saw that little guy had faith to be healed and he's sliding around on a plate and he never walked a day in his life, I'm telling you that man was preaching healing. He was preaching the Word of God. And Paul was not sick and afflicted, because if Paul had been weak and sick and afflicted, there's no way I can preach where you can have faith to be healed. Does that only make sense? If I'm preaching healing and I'm up here all sick and afflicted and everything and I ain't got no strength, who is going to believe I can preach and get healing if I can't get you healed, if I can't get myself healed? Well, let me tell you, I've learned something that's worked, and it's God's Word. And if it'll work for me, and it'll bring forth my grandbaby from the dead, it'll bring forth Kelly from the dead, you might say, and heal her back in school in 2.5 weeks. Kelly's doctor told her mother, and her mother never believed the miracles I used to tell my wife.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.